Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Jimmy Barnes shutting down your town tour with special guest Jet is happening at Hotter, presented by Gold 92.5. Sunday, October 20, tickets are on sale now if you want to snap them up. Hotter.com.au. If you'd like a double pass, oh, just give us a call now. We've got some to give away. 13, 27, 10.
All right. We're doing K's for Kids.
We are doing
K's
for Kids.
Yes, we are.
And look, I just have to say where we are right now.
Yep.
Is just near Henderson Real Estate, Gold Coast Highway at Mermaid.
Yep.
And we are looking right where that tree used to be.
Yep.
The Moreton Bay fig that was poisoned a few years ago. And right in front of it is a medium strip. Do you remember years ago?
They had all the pineapples.
Someone planted pineapples and tended to them every night.
They did too. And we've got a massive celebrity guest too joining us the whole day. We'll introduce our celebrity very, very shortly.
Yes. Yeah.
It's massive here to have him on the Gold Coast. So it's going to be a big day.
Yeah, it is actually. It's the first time that this celebrity guest has done anything of the sort.
Yes.
We'll introduce you just after 6:30.
Privilege.
We are walking along the Gold Coast Highway, about to turn onto Markerie Street. If you're coming past and you want to drop some cash off for kids, for the kids, give me five for kids, what I'm trying to say.
That's
we have Australia's
one. That's
funniest comedians on the show each and every day. And right now, joining us.
Joining us from Mullumbimby. I'm sure it's a little bit colder as soon as you get over the border. Miss Ellen, is it colder? Miss Ellen Briggs.
I don't think it is. It was actually warmer at our house.
Was it?
I just saw some people. I saw a guy walking his kid to school with,
yes,
he had gloves on and beanies, and I was like, go you Queenslanders.
Oh,
you
know,
drop people like 20 and the gloves come out.
Hanging to wear them too, gagging since January to bring them out.
I know. Yeah, he's had them in there ready to go.
What's happening?
Well, we had a really big storm in Mullumbimby on the weekend.
Did you?
And yeah, big electrical storm, which, you know, they're normally in summer, but it was a winter one.
Mm.
And I saw on Facebook, we have this friend who has this amazing dog called Toby, who he really loves, right? And that dog was given to him when he was with his wife and they broke up, and it's really all he got.
Okay.
The dog.
Right.
Hey, but that's priceless.
It's better than nothing.
Well, it's probably really all I would want if we broke up. We used to argue, I'd say to my husband, if we broke up, you're taking the kids.
Yeah.
I'm having the dog. Anyway, this gorgeous Toby, which is a black and white border collie, had gone missing.
Oh, no.
I know. And so my husband and I are in the car, we're driving around, and I see Toby, right, and it's still pouring rain. I see Toby on this porch of this house, and I go, that's Toby, quick, pull over. So I get out in the pouring rain. I'm stoked. I'm like, Toby, come here. And Toby comes, you know, I'm like, oh, my God,
aww,
I'm going to be the hero. And this man comes out of the house and goes, what are you doing? And I said, oh, this is Toby. This is my friend's dog. And he goes, it's not Toby, that's Chloe. It's my dog.
You dog napper.
I was fully going to take that dog. Good news, though, Toby was found, just not by me.
Well, being a mum, not only of twins, how old are your twins, Miss Ellen?
They're 18 now.
18.
Oh, yeah.
So out of the woods with having to worry about them, obviously.
Well, no, I don't think so.
When do you reckon you'll get out of the woods of worrying about your chairs?
No.
My daughter's 20. Well, I think she's been 24 for about 3 years now. I just say she's 24. So much easier. But every time she's suddenly, she always rings. You see her ring, what does she want?
Yes.
Why does she want?
And you'd still worry about her, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
I don't think you ever stop worrying.
No, she worries about you because it's like Ab Fab. She's really the switched on, organised together child,
yeah, right,
and she has a man child father.
Yeah. Okay. So she worries about you.
Yes.
Yeah. But you do. You still worry.
Mm.
And one of my kids, I've got one of those fully sick kids, you know, who's got the car that makes the stupid noises and it's got LED lights and yeah.
That'd really blend in Mullum too, wouldn't it?
Oh, they
drift.
Love him.
Drift on your property.
He drifts.
Yeah, he loves it. Anyway, poor thing, spends all his money on this car, and he was at work and someone smashed into his car.
I know.
Anyway, the guy, and it's an old car, so it wasn't easy to fix, but the guy who did it, he, you know, we got in contact and he was really lovely.
Oh.
And he said, you know, when I got out and saw the car and saw the P plate, I was like, oh, wow, this kid loves this car. And I said, this is how much he loves the car. Like, we were in it once and he was talking about the car. And I said, do you ever think about girls or do you just think about this car? And he goes, I'll think about them if they're in my car.
Clunks.
Yeah. Anyway, the guy, it was all fine. He was going to fix it through the insurance company, but he said, look, I'd like to get your son something. You know, is he sort of into anything? And I said, yeah, amazingly, he's right into really nice Shiraz.
Really?
No, but I am.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Guess the sound. Guess the sound. Claim the cash. Claim the cash. It's Bridge and Spider's secret sound.
Gold 92.5. It's worth $5,000. We would love to give it away. Someone's going to win it here on the Gold Coast. Let's have a listen to that sound.
Yep,
that's the sound. That's the secret sound.
I know if it goes off too today, I'm sure somebody will donate a small percentage towards Give Me Five for Kids. No pressure. No,
lovely, though.
No pressure, lovely. But it would be nice.
Oh, it would be nice. And the clue, Bridge, we know so far?
Move. We're doing that today.
Move.
Moving our legs, our bodies. Yes, M-O-V-E, move.
Move.
Incorporate that.
Incorrect guesses, goldfm.com.au. Let's go to Tim in Labrador. Good morning, Tim. What do you think the secret sound is, mate?
Hey, guys, I think it's using a cattle crust.
A cattle...
crust.
Mm.
Which is what they do when they, like, sort them in the cattle yards.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah right.
Left and right.
Incorrect.
Oh. Okay, thanks. Anyway, we've got Ty in Oxenford here. Hello, Ty, you've got the clue. It's move. Bridge and Spider's secret sound. What do you think?
Is it a sticky tape dispenser when you're moving, packing up boxes, you pull the tape out and take your boxes up?
Have we had that one, Spider?
I'd go to goldfm.com.au. Just a little tip, maybe move the mouse across there and click on goldfm.com.au. But
No, be nasty.
Thank you very much.
Okay, last one for this time around. Sebastian is in Burley.
It's Glenn. Leanne.
Oh, Leanne.
Coomba
Leanne's
Bar.
In Coomba Bar. Hey, Leanne, how are you?
How are you going? Good, guys. How
are
you guys going?
Awesome. We are on top of the Woz, but we'd love to give away $5,000 because it's weighing us down at the moment.
I know.
All right. I reckon it could be when you move your car seat back or forward.
Yeah, okay. That's new, isn't it?
That is totally original.
Okay. So moving the car seat backwards and forwards is not correct, but thank you for... No worries. Thanks for adding that one to the list. And we're going to play again in an hour from now. We play twice a morning. $5,000 with Bridge and Spider's secret sound. We are heading back along Markerey Street out to the Gold Coast Highway and heading south. If you see us, pull over and say g'day.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
We're live with the whole Gold team, Luke and Margo here as well, as we kick off our first walk of Gimme Five for Kids 2019. Heading south. We're at 9 round kickboxing at the moment, which is very appropriate because, Spider, you've just made an outlandish statement, which isn't unusual for you.
No,
but
no.
This is just ridiculous.
I was here 12 months ago and I sprayed that dog owners had not picked up their dog poo. 12 months later, we're still in the same situation.
Yep.
I say ban all dogs if people can't be responsible. That's it.
13, 27, 10, if you agree with Spider. I don't imagine many people would. But if you want
Brian
to tell him to pull his head in, give us a call. We've got Anne from Paradise Point. What do you want to say to Spider?
Spider,
yes,
I'm not going to be sexist here, but I find that the people who don't pick up the dog poo are men.
That's not being sexist at all.
It's true. I go to the dog park, I see them, and they don't pick it up. They just keep walking. I always say to them, excuse me, if you don't have a bag, I can give you one.
That's right. They're not prepared, are they, Anne?
No, they're not. But
how did this
honestly,
become a...
I don't see much dog poop on the trees of Paradise Point, so...
Well, we'll have a look this afternoon. Thank you very much for your call, but... I've seen it a lot this morning and it's disgraceful. It's disgusting.
Look, anyone that's prepared to tell Spider to pull his head in, I'm going to reward. I'm going to give you a double pass to the sun. So you get to go to the Pirate Life Deck as well, which is very exciting.
They have toilets and everything there. Hello, who's this? Glenn, is it? Leanne. Hello, Leanne.
Hello, how are you?
What do you think about Spider's sweeping general statement that all animals should be banned?
No,
I'm even liking cats now.
I have a golden retriever and I walk her all the time and she does. Oh, it's disgusting. But we still pick them up. I hate the fact that people don't pick up after their own dog. It drives me nuts.
Me too. And that's a payload when you've got a Labrador as well. That's a big task.
Oh, yeah, that's a mother load, that one. And it's disgusting. And I'm a bit of a princess, but, hey, there's no way I'd leave it there.
No,
yeah, but Leanne,
exactly.
this is the problem. Okay, yeah, there's a few that don't, but if we ban all dogs, we won't have this problem. That's it.
Oh, yeah, no.
Let's just ban
fun. We can't ban all dogs. We just need to ban owners, irresponsible dogs.
All owners.
It's the minority, Leanne, isn't it? Wrecking it for
this.
All
we've
the good,
this,
responsible people.
We've heard this, but it doesn't help. It doesn't help the Gold Coast. There's still people doing it. Ban them all, and then we won't have the problem.
Or just pick them up. Oh, it's easy.
That's a bit harsh. Just pick them up. Yeah, shame them. Name and shame them.
All right.
Gee, for you, it'd be like for Leanne, like carrying a kettlebell around.
You can go to the Suns as well, all right? I'm giving you one take. Decided? Anyone that's against Spider on this is fine. Suns v North this Saturday at Metricon. $56 family pass. It's a bargain. You can buy them now at Ticker Tech, but you're heading along, all righty?
I want to go too. Keep dogs on the Gold Coast. Can I go to the Suns too?
No.
Turncoat again.
That's it.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Guess the sound. Guess the sound. Claim the cash. Claim the cash. It's Bridge and Spider's secret sound.
92.5. We would love to give $5,000 away here on the streets of the coast. We're heading south. We're doing our Case for Kids walk. You got to tell us what the secret sound is, and you can win $5,000. The clue we know so far is move, and you can see the incorrect guesses at goldfm.com.au.
That's exactly right. Elizabeth Wurongeri, what do you think it is for $5,000, which is going to be will be handy this time of year, any time of year? Good morning, Elizabeth.
Hello.
Yeah.
Colleen from Wurongeri.
Oh, Colleen. Colleen, yes, sorry. Me. How are you? What do you think the secret sound is?
Is it sliding a chair in, moving a chair in under the table?
Ooh. We haven't had that.
We haven't had that, have we? Not correct,
no.
though.
Ooh.
Not correct, though.
Sorry about that.
Sorry.
All right, Kathy's in Helensvale this morning on 132710. What do you think the secret sound is, Kathy?
Good morning, guys. Hey. I think it's when you're playing pinball and you pull back the lever and you release it to move the ball around the machine.
Yep. Yeah,
popular choice, the pinball.
The pinball machine, which is the best. Guns N' Roses, the best pinball machine out there.
Have we had that? No, that's not correct.
Sorry.
All right, Elizabeth is with us in Wurongeri now. Hey, Elizabeth. What do you reckon?
Hello. Okay, is it a roller coaster?
Oh.
A roller coaster.
Is that a roller coaster? I haven't got it in front of me, but it feels familiar, but I'm not quite sure.
Yes.
Well, no, it's not. It's not a roller coaster.
Thank you.
All right. No worries. We'll give you another chance this afternoon as we hit the pavements of the Gold Coast. Luke and Margo will play on the Rush Hour. Your chance to win $5,000.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.